that,
This call is being recorded.
Become aware of yourself now, outside of your physical body, in the astral world. Always protected by the light, as you did earlier. And feel yourself as a knowing self in your astral body now. And by astral body, you can make that body anything that you want it to be, any ideal that you have. You want to be younger, you want to be stronger, you want to be handsomer or prettier or whatever it is. Whatever makes the ideal for you, make that your ideal body right now, your astral ideal body. And always know that your astral and etheric body came before your physical body. They actually form your physical body. So whatever you make of your astral body can become real in your physical body as well, if you allow it to do that. Again, the mind is the builder here. So now, in your ideal astral body, feel yourself beginning to rise upward. Rise up, leaving your physical body, laying or sitting down there. Rise up through the roof of the building that you're in, if you're inside. If you're outside, just feel yourself moving higher and higher, up through the clouds, all the way until you pass the point of the Earth's atmosphere. And you become aware now of all of the ships that are out here, all of our ships, all of the different shapes and colors and sizes and different levels of consciousness. Feel the sense of consciousness here as you move into this area, connecting now with all of our ships out here, all of the beings, the cosmic beings that surround the planet. And be aware of the planets themselves in this solar system and the connectedness to all here and the connectedness to go beyond this solar system through the great central sun of this galaxy. And through that, out into the galaxies beyond and the central suns and the consciousness within all of this, the universal oneness that exists in all of the cosmic consciousness beyond, all the way to the central sun of the universe, the cosmic source of this universe. And feel the tremendous consciousness and energy that is there in that universal source, great cosmic central sun of this universe. And feel the connectedness all the way down. You are connected to the source. You came from the source. You are the source. You are the universe. Have always been and always will be, for you are the one connectedness to all things. And now as you are connected to that universal central source, you may be visualizing it. Visualize now waves of energy that have been emanating from this source to travel down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, and all the way down through the central sun of this galaxy, and through the solar sun, and to the Earth, wave after wave after wave of higher consciousness, higher vibrational frequencies. Gamma light is raining down upon the planet in waves of energy, becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. Gamma light leading to higher vibrational frequencies into higher dimensions. Gamma light is what is within the fifth dimension and beyond. And Now see these waves of energy that have been coming down to the earth, and see them striking the earth over periods of time, going all the way back to your 2012 December, and that wave of energy that hit it at that point, beginning to create the changeover that has commenced ever since that and become stronger and stronger, the changeover taking more and more energy, more and more higher vibration and power, restoring the plan to this planet. See now that one wave of energy, that one huge wave, thinking in terms not of size, but of vibration, and the increasing vibration that has been coming to the planet. And this one wave, the one that is called the event, the solar flash, the one that comes through the solar sun and creates an immense solar flash that is so big and bright that the entire planet, no matter where they are on the planet, sees it all at once. It is that flash that has been spoken of in biblical times, in many of your different books, sacred books. Many civilizations have spoken of this. The event, the solar flash, the changeover. And see this changeover occurring now, this flash coming to the planet, and all at once seeing it. And many who are prepared, but many who are not prepared as well. They cannot withstand this energy. They are not ready for it. So they will be taken care of in the manner that they need to in those moments, not to be of concern for you. For you will have been prepared. You are acclimating to these energies, have been acclimating to these energies. Your DNA has been changing all along here, preparing for this one miraculous moment in time, in history. A time that you will look back on and your descendants will look back on and remember this moment where everything changed. Moment being moments, not just one moment, but moments, days, weeks, even months of time. But time will become irrelevant, because you will move into the no time, into the null zone, you might say, zero time. And see as a result of this, people everywhere changing, because of the constant raising, vibration increasing everywhere. No more fear, no more anger and hate, no more jealousy. Replaced with compassion, love, and oneness. And that is all there will be. And all that there is, as you are looking at this now, as you are visualizing, as you are creating this in this moment now, know that as you are creating it, you are creating a timeline right now, your own timeline. So make it the timeline that you want, not the one that the dark forces want. make it your changeover, a changeover to a better life, a better, a higher knowing, an enlightenment that comes over all beings that are moving into that same timeline with you. Take a moment now for yourselves and visualize, think, create what you want this to look like, how this will look across the planet, how peace will come to the entire planet, how those of us will be disclosed to you, to all of mankind. You will see our ships in the sky just as you see your planes now. You will see landings. But see it as you want it to be now. Just take a moment. Now, feeling this same vibration, keeping this visualization intact within you, knowing that this is the timeline that you are creating now. Bring that back now into your physical form. Come back from wherever you find yourself. Come back to your physical body. Merge your astral and etheric body back into your physical. Tuck it all back in. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. And I come at this time to be with you in these moments that are changing moments even now as you look out across the various things that are happening everywhere. Those things that are still yet in the shadows. Those things that are still yet being held in subterfuge, cover-ups, all of this. But this is, as you have been saying, and you have been hearing, all an illusion. It is part of the three-dimensional illusion that is breaking apart. It is coming down. But in order for it to come down, in order for it to break apart, it must first be shown. It must be shown to the population that it is an illusion, that it is a show, a movie, if you will. All of this is for that purpose, to wake people up, to create the Great Awakening. But in order to have the Great Awakening, there must be first those that come to an understanding that everything is not business as usual. It is not business as usual anymore. All of you that have awakened are seeing things in reality, in the reality that you are creating now. The timeline, if you will, that you are creating. And it is a timeline that is taking you away from the illusion, taking you away from all of that. Now, we know that you have expectations. Many expectations are created by those that are saying it'll be this date or that date. This is going to change at this time. Those are going to rise up and take over. But it is not that way exactly. Yes, everything is coming to an end as to the old illusion. The old paradigm is coming to an end. Exactly time-wise, we cannot give that to you because it is based on possibilities and probabilities, not expectations. Expectations just lead you to being disillusioned, discouraged, as many of you have when a date has been set and it comes and nothing happens, or seemingly nothing happens. But yet, so many things are happening, and yes, even on that date, they are happening. It is just not showing you in the outside of the illusion. You are still wrapped up in the illusion when you are expecting those dates to bring about some major change. But even though those dates come and go without the seeming changes that you are looking for because of the expectation that is creating that, even then you are coming to a point where everything is not as it appears, but yet you can look beyond the appearance. You can see what is real behind the scenes. You can see that man behind the curtain, as in your Wizard of Oz, where they say, do not pay attention to that man behind the curtain. But yet you are. You are looking behind it. You are seeing the subterfuge, the cover-ups that have occurred for not just this year, not just for this lifetime, but lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. These things have been going on. These things that have been going on deep within the earth, in those deep underground military bases that you are hearing about now, where the children are being terribly, terribly worked on and mismanaged and kept from having a life of their own, where all of this is occurring, and it is occurring, but it is coming to an end, because those that have compassion, those that feel the oneness within them, feel the higher vibration, feel a higher calling, are releasing, helping to release these little ones, helping to not so much bring them into the sunlight, but to bring them into the light of their own knowing. This is happening, and it will come forward as truths are being revealed. But is the population at whole, are they ready for this revealing yet? You have to ask yourselves that, because when you come to that answer, then you will know why timing and the expectations that are created by this timing cannot be. It must be based on possibilities and probabilities, and based on the consciousness of man, the collective consciousness, and how the collective consciousness is creating this new timeline that is destroying the old ways, destroying the old paradigm of the third dimensional illusion, completely breaking it apart. And once it is broken apart, then the reality beyond this illusion, beyond the veil, can begin to be resurrected, as in the republic, your republic of this country. But not only of this country, the entire planet, this republic can be reawakened from the minds of those that created it to begin with. But it was not created by your founding fathers, as you have thought here in this America. It was created by those beyond this evolution that brought this to those ones, brought it to them as an understanding, a knowing that came to them, and then was brought into being because of that knowing. That is what is happening now. That knowing is coming back to all of you. all of you that have been preparing and readying for these changes, these higher vibrational frequencies that are raising consciousness, not lowering consciousness. Fear lowers consciousness. But if you hold off the fear, if you do not have fear, you stay in higher consciousness. It is that simple. It is fear versus love. Stay within the love principle. And there is no fear. And when you stay within that love principle and compassion and togetherness and oneness, then you stay in that higher vibration, and therefore the higher you move to the higher dimension and closer to your own ascension. This is what you are all working toward now. So look now beyond the illusion. It is a show. It is a show that is being shown to the entire world. And you have heard before, you'll love how this movie ends, how this show ends. You'll love when this illusion ends. And it is coming to an end. It cannot be stopped, as you have heard many times from many different sources. It cannot be stopped at this point. The light cannot be stopped. The light will take over, is taking over, and has taken over in the higher dimensions already. In the higher timelines, it has already happened. In the timelines that you are creating, it has already happened. Continue to create that higher timeline, that higher timeline with higher vibrational frequencies and higher dimensional understanding. And because you are creating that, you will have that. The plan cannot be stopped. Trust the plan. The plan is divine. It is beyond mankind's understanding. It is beyond mankind's ability to even change it. Yes, it can be postponed here and there, as it has happened. But it cannot be ultimately changed. It is in the process of fully coming to fruition. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, that you will continue on moving closer and closer to fully realizing who you are and the missions that you all came here for. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue on with the show. Yes, go on with the show. The show must go on. All of these terminologies that you have used, it is very apropos at this point that you look at this simply as a show, as the illusion, as something that is coming to an end. But you are the ones that are creating the end. There are those of the dark forces that are doing everything that they can to hold that end off. But they know it is here. They know it is there. They know that the illusion that they have created, the timeline, the illusion timeline that they have created, the hologram that they have created, is fast being dissolved even as we speak now. And just as anyone that is coming to the end of something that they have known, not only this lifetime, but lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, thinking that they were the elite, they were the ones that would take over the world, and that is their plan, has been their plan, to take over the entire planet and have it be their planet, not your planet, but their planet. That, of course, is coming to an end and would never be allowed to occur. So be of good cheer, people. Good times are ahead. Good times. That is what you need to focus on now at these times, in these moments that are yet that are happening now and yet still to come. Good times are ahead. Yes, rocky times, certainly. And the more that you succumb to the lower dimensional frequencies and continue on within the illusion and that time frame that they are trying, the forces of darkness are attempting to hold on to and to move you into, you cannot be moved into that timeline because you know too much. And that has been their greatest fear, that man would awaken, that the population would awaken to who they are. And they have done everything that they can, even to the point of trying to block out the sun. Can you imagine? To block out the sun, to therefore hold back the light? Hold back the light? What folly is that? How can they hold back the light with darkness? Light only illuminates the darkness. It cannot be dissolved by darkness, you see? That is their folly, but they hold on to it. No longer are they going to be able to, because there are forces at work, and you know of these forces that we speak of now. They are at work to bring all of this to a conclusion. And you will see this conclusion. It is coming. No dates, but we will say that it is just over the horizon, we will say here. Think of that as you will, how that would be. The new dawn approaches at this time. Do you have questions here for one who serves Zen Shoshana? You can unmute your phone now, and if you have questions.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
President Trump said that today is Freedom Day.
Yes? Is there more to this?
No, that was it. I just wanted to say, I just wanted to announce that. That was all.
We would say to you that every day is Freedom Day if you believe it. Think about that. Believe it and you will see it. You want freedom? Then you will have it. And if you want freedom, you already have it. It depends on how you look at this.
So be it.
There are those that feel that they are completely free. They live their lives without a concern, even if they may not be fully free. You see, it is all in their mind, all in your mind as well, and the timeline that you are creating now. Do you understand this?
Yes, thank you very much.
Shoshana, would you add anything to that?
We will share three words.
Yes, please.
Free your mind.
Free your mind, yes. Watch the movie Matrix.
Namaste.
Free your mind, when he went to jump from building to building within the Matrix. And the one, Morpheus, made the jump from one building all the way across to another building. And Neo looked at that and said, that is impossible. But yet, he heard, free your mind, free your mind. And he put everything into it to free his mind and free his mind. And he ran and jumped all the way to go to the other building across the way. And what happened? He fell. He fell to the earth and landed. Didn't hurt himself because he was in an illusion here, you see? And his mind, it was not quite the believer yet, but it became that later on in the movie, you see? And this was showing you now, that movie was showing you what is possible. What is possible to break free of the illusion? Do you have other questions, or do you have questions here now for one who serves in Shoshana? No
questions? Yes, dear one. Yep.
Yes.
Hello, dear one. This is Lorelei. So I've been taking this substance called monatomic gold. And on that website, there's a lot of interesting information. I've also read the Law of One and the Ra, most of it, but not all of it. So apparently this person or the people that are on there are have been in contact with that same collective, the Ra Collective. And they talk about how it's really not an ascension. It's more of like we're in our physical body. So there's 50% of us on Earth that are supporting the process of the other 50%. And they are not actually taking their physical body, but there are physical bodies being made, light bodies being made for them to go into, I guess, automatically. And for us, when we do this quote-unquote ascension, we will be going into whatever body we've chosen because we're from the higher 7th, 8th, 6th dimension, whatever. So I'm just wondering, one, if you can say a little bit more about that. And then if that's the case, then why is it so important for us to continue to work on these physical bodies? What does that provide for us in that happening?
You want to work on your physical body, as you are saying now, because you are in a transition. And do you want your physical body to have disease and illness and these types of things? No, you don't. You want it to be healthy. So work on your physical body. Use your mind to do so. And do those things that you are hearing about. More is starting to come out. Little bits here and there we are finding. But it is coming out. Information is coming out. Truth is coming out as to what you can take to assist your physical body. Your physical body is immortal. Many do not know that. Many do not know that the physical body can live forever if the mind, which is the builder, is believing that it can. You see, initially, in the beginning, that is the way it was. You heard in your Bible that people lived for hundreds, sometimes thousands of years. How did they do that? Because they did not have those things that pollute the physical body in these times now, and their mind was free. You see, free your mind. Believing is seeing. All of this is wrapped up in it together. And what you are taking now can be very beneficial to you if you believe it can be. There must be the belief to it. That is the placebo effect you might look at here. There is more to it than that, but the placebo effect is also very important. That is why the placebo effect works, because it is the mind that is creating it. The mind creates the healing, you see? Shoshana, do you have what you can add to this?
We will share here. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, what you have proposed here, what you have asked is a very complicated subject. We will attempt to magnify the answer here for you. We will tell you that you have manifested a physical body. And why have you manifested this physical body? To abuse it? To destroy it? To ignore it? You must ask yourself, why have I manifested this physical body? What is my responsibility here to this body? So when you say, why do we need to take care of it? Or why do we need to look after it? It is because you have manifested it, you see. The physicality of your body mirrors itself across dimensions. It is not simply a physical body. It is a mirror of all the other bodies that you have. So when you abuse it, you essentially abuse all your bodies, all the dimensional bodies that you carry with you. You affect them as well. The saying, so within, so without, also refers to dimensional consciousness, dimensional so within, so without. The body represents the mind. And the clarity of mind, you see, the body represents your dimensional understanding of who you are. So those that, you can imagine, those that become, fall ill, those that become demonstrably ill in terms of chronically ill, their minds are creating that for their bodies because they do not have the consciousness to be vibrant. So we will tell you, you must do all that you can to maintain the vibration of your physical body and to create the vibrancy that you were born with and to step out of the illusion of illness, so that you may affect all other dimensional bodies. Namaste.
And we would add here, why do you think all of you on these calls and those that resonate to these words after have not succumbed to this particular virus? Not all, but most of you, if not close to all of you, have not had a difficulty with this because you do not believe you would. That is the difference here. Those that have fear, those that wear their masks and practice this distance and all of these things have fear. And fear leads to illness. Fear leads to sorrow. Fear leads to a timeline that manifests those very things that they don't want to manifest. But they believe that they will because they are being programmed to believe that they will. But you, those of you, do not believe that way. So therefore, you have not had a problem with this particular virus. You look at it as, oh, it is just another virus and your immune system will take care of it. And that is indeed the case. You see?
Yes, can I ask a little further, because I do appreciate your answer. It wasn't the heart of what I was, I mean, I've always taken stellar care of my body. The heart of what I was trying to understand is it true that we're going to other bodies? And I thought there would be some, that like, if your body's not at a certain level, you won't be able to make the transition or something like that. That's what I was looking for.
It is not so much the body, it is the consciousness within the body. You see, one that is ill, sick, that type of thing, when this changeover occurs, when the ascension more fully happens, that one can be instantly healed because their consciousness will do that. You see? So it is not
okay,
the
yeah.
The consciousness.
Oh, that's great. Okay, thank you. That totally makes sense. Thank you so much.
Yes. Remember, everything is consciousness and vibration, consciousness and vibration, or vibration and consciousness. Vibration, higher vibration leads to higher consciousness leads to higher vibration. You see?
And we will add.
Yes.
We will add to your dissertation here that all is consciousness and vibration, and as a result of consciousness and vibration, that which manifests around you is a result of that. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have one.
Yes.
The announcement that's coming, is it going to include the fallacy of the virus? Fallacy?
We cannot give you directly what this particular announcement is because there are more than one announcement. It is a series of announcements that will be coming forth. They have already somewhat begun, but not the larger, what has been labeled as huge announcement yet. But they are coming. And when it does happen, you will know it. There will be no doubt about it that you will, many of you will say, this is what they were talking about. This was it, you see? And it will come, though, one right after another. We cannot tell you when or exactly what that will be because that is yet to be determined here. What is your TBD, to be determined, right? That is how you abbreviate that these days in your texting and things. Is that not right?
That's right. Thank you.
Yes. That is what we say here, to be determined. Shoshana, do you add here?
We will add here. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, do not pay mind to any policy that is contrived by the third dimensional Luciferian consciousness that derives these policies, you see. You must not even pay attention to this, nor try to understand it, nor abide by it. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Just continue to watch the movie.
Do not participate.
Do not participate in it directly, not in the illusion part of it. If you are participating in the part that is bringing down the illusion, that is another story. Act in that case, if you are being called to do so. And some of you already have been, and some of you are about to be called in that respect more prominently, we will say here as these things continue on. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is a colloidal silver and colloidal gold the same basic idea or structure as monatomic gold, or is monatomic gold an entirely different frequency structure?
There is difference here in terms of, we will say, vibrational frequency. Your monatomic gold is a different frequency than your colloidal silver and these things. The colloidal silver and what you are speaking of there is something that can be created and is being created and being brought to the population. But the other one that you speak of is not something that is readily available, or it is coming that way because it is something that can be imbibed, we will say, by those of higher vibration. And those of higher vibration will be able to work with this particular element here and be able to sustain it within themselves much more than someone who is not of higher vibration, where it will have no effect on them, you see? Shoshana, do you add here?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, love.
Dear sister, the process by which the colloidal element is produced is different than the process that the monatomic element is produced. The difference will impact the body differently, as will impact the body biologically and consciousnessly, depending on how the element is produced. The colloidal element is meant to balance the body biologically. That is the purpose of the colloidal element. The monatomic element has a broader spectrum use that affects the layers of consciousness on an emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental level. Namaste.
That was a great explanation, Shoshana. Can you touch on Ormus? What is Ormus?
We cannot at this time. Namaste.
Okay.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here? Then we are ready for your email question. No?
Okay. The email question is, Sobra said that December 21st was a very successful meditation to help remove the exotic weapons. The question is, will starseeds start to awaken after these threats are gone? And is this the last obstacle before DNA activation?
First of all, DNA activation has been occurring for some time now. It is not strictly dependent on the removal of those particular things that you are seeing. And we need to ask you please to mute your phones, except for that question. Do not continue until phones are muted. Very good. DNA activation has been occurring in all of you for some time now. It is not something that is completely dependent on the removal of those particular devices that have been spoken of, your toplet bombs and these types of things. We will not go into that at this point, for the one called Cobra has spoken quite a bit about this from the Pleiadian perspective for some time now, so you can find the information there on this. But we can tell you, as we say, DNA has been activated and is being changed even as we speak now. Whenever you come together, every one of these Sunday times that you come together and participate in this process with us, you are being activated, we will say here. More and more DNA is being activated within you, moving closer and closer to increasing the strands of DNA within you. Now, it is not something that you can go to a doctor and have an x-ray, and the x-ray says, oh, yes, your DNA has been changed. No, it will not show up like that, because it is happening first at the higher vibrational frequencies of higher dimension within you. Those dimensional aspects that have been spoken of so many times within you, that is occurring there first. But it will not come down completely, though, to your third dimensional. It will not happen in your third dimensional illusion. It will only happen as you move more fully out of that and into the higher dimension. And then you will notice your DNA having been more fully activated into the higher frequencies of itself by those things which you will then be able to do, those seemingly miraculous things that will begin to happen. And it is already happening with some of you as we find it now, as your dreams are changing, becoming much more vivid perhaps. Your ability to use telepathy without you even knowing it is happening sometimes, where you are thinking something and someone else, maybe that is close to you, is picking up those thoughts, that is increasing, and that will continue to increase, as well as moving into other areas, such as telekinesis and more furthering your telepathy and all of these types of things, you see? So it is not so much that these things need to be removed, but yes, they are being removed. But do not think about that, because that holds you to the old timeline. Think about it in terms of the timeline that you are creating now, where you are creating that timeline that is moving you and all of those like you into those higher vibrational frequencies of the higher fourth, fifth dimension, and even beyond this. Okay, Shoshana.
We wish to share now to the one that asked, we do not have anything to add to that which you have given, but we wish to share now to that which asked us of the Oremus. May we share?
Yes, please.
We have been given information now, And it is obscure, but we will attempt to delineate this obscurity. It has been told to us that this Oremus that you speak of is an edge compound. It is an edge. It is like a razor. It sharpens the mind, but it is not to be given to those that are not ready for it. It is powerful, and it works on the physicality of the brain, you see, and the heart. This is what we have been given. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Then we are through for the time and need to release channels. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We will say that be aware that what you see, what you hear, and what you understand is rapidly moving forward. That information is given in your dimension quickly and moves rapidly to the next thing. So we will say that the truth of what is occurring and who you are lies in your heart, not in the news. Namaste.
Yes, and we would just simply add here, continue to watch what is happening all around you, but continue to see it as an illusion, as a play, as a movie that is being created by those that are in that timeline and wish to continue that timeline. But you, those of you that have moved beyond that timeline and are creating your own, do not need to pay attention to it other than being aware. Being aware is good. Being involved in it, not so good. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Ahem.